I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And with us we have Mr. Trey Murdaugh from TL Sport Aircraft.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
All right. So what's going on? A new airplane called the Sparker?
Yes.
Is it electric?
It sounds electric.
It should be.
It's electrified.
I don't want my electric airplane
as long as the pilot's not electrified.
No, but the feeling is, yes.
This is a light sport?
This is actually an experimental amateur-built aircraft.
Okay,
currently.
So it's a little heavier.
So we have a few topics to go into.
Yeah.
It is a little
Pick
heavier.
One.
It is a EAB category, which will, in our discussion here, bring us to the fact that everybody's talking about Mosaic.
Right.
And what it's going to bring to the industry.
Right, how it's going to open up the possibilities.
Oh, yes. Quite a few, we hope.
I hope so, and I hope they get around to telling us exactly what the details are soon.
Well, that would be nice, too.
Yes. Yeah, glittering generalities doesn't help a lot.
Yeah, and that's the government, though.
But let's get back to talking about the Sparker, because that's why we're really here.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Well said.
Tell us about the aircraft. Two-place, four-place?
It's a two-place. So what's the news for us is that the Sparker is debuting here at Oshkosh 2024.
Nice.
It is the first year. It was recently announced. It came in the end of last year. It was shown at Sun and Fun and now making the debut at Oshkosh.
Okay. High wing, low wing, composite.
So, a Sparker is an all carbon and Kevlar carbon mesh composite aircraft.
So it's dressed for what, 4,000 Gs?
Technically, the wings, I think, are upwards of 16 Gs.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. Way more than we need.
But in practical applications, we'll call it 12. You know, and we'll go with
you know, that's terrible.
In the vice, I think it was 15 I think or 16 that, Gs.
Wow.
I think that above 4 Gs, most people would turn into quivering jello.
Yeah, now wait a minute. You said it's carbon fiber mostly.
Yes.
That's not a material that most amateur builders work with.
Correct. So our aircraft is done in that program. We have an accelerated build program at the factory.
Okay.
Similar to Carbon Cub.
Okay.
Carbon Cub and the other Cub manufacturer, they have a program. Sling also has a similar program here.
But are we going to be doing wet layups? I mean, we're actually going to be doing and setting up pre-pregs and all that kind of stuff?
So we do a little bit of wet layups, yes. We go in, we do some of the pieces and components of the wet layups that go into the bulkheads of the aircraft.
Wow.
Yep.
So after that, they can go get a job working for Boeing.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but we do make sure that it's done well.
Yeah.
We work on things in this process for the aircraft. We work on avionics install, engine install, gear install, fuel system install, all these components to checklist down. We have kind of a method to our madness.
Right, and you got to meet that 51%.
Yes.
Rotax powered?
Rotax powered. We do 916. We hit in our booth currently. We have a 915 in that Sparker. The 916, of course, came online last year, and all the orders that we've taken so far on the Sparker have been 916 builds.
Because we're all hogs for horsepower.
Yes. And this aircraft has the ability to use that power. So,
now, carbon fiber, I imagine it's quite slippery and nice and sexy shaped and
it's
fast.
It's very efficient, yeah. As a low wing, you know, it's very efficient with the retracts, a constant speed propeller. This aircraft, slips right through the air.
So we're talking RV territory here in terms of
speed.
We're
getting close, yeah. It will cruise at about, with a 916 at altitude, you have a true air speed of about 170 to 172 knots.
Wow, that's getting it.
But the kicker is with a Rotax, it's on about 7.5 to 7.8 gallons an hour.
Right.
So that's nice.
And it's MoGas. Mm.
Well, cheap because like others in our industry or in this section of the market, very efficient, very cost effective to maintain. You're looking at a maintenance of between $2,500 and $3,500 a year to maintain this plane.
Right. Well, there's no corrosion.
You're not worrying about that. Composite is very strong and has a long lifetime, long longevity to it. We actually don't. Currently, we think it's between 5,000 and 8,000 hours on a composite aircraft, but it may be upwards of 25,000 to 30,000.
So, in real life terms, never.
Yeah, it would be a long time down the
road. Yeah,
literally could become a legacy airplane to be passed down from family member.
Well, you say that. We have a teal stream in an air museum out in Arizona, I believe in Tucson, next to a SR-71.
Nice. Wow.
Little speed difference between the two of them.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
One can always dream, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Typically, well, in early days, composites, fiberglass had a low wet glass temperature, so they were always supposed to be painted white.
Yes.
So they didn't absorb heat. I don't know much about carbon fiber, how that,
so,
that hand holds up.
To explain that, yeah. So we paint our aircraft. We typically don't paint our aircraft darker colors. So the sun doesn't hurt the epoxy over a long term. But we don't have to paint it white. We have several metallic colors that you can choose from. Red,
candy
turquoise,
apple.
Orange,
metallic
candy
white.
Apple. Well, we just painted a candy apple plane that was hopefully would have been here, but it would be here in about 3 weeks. So
paint's not quite dry.
Yeah, not. It's not quite in the crate yet. So the Sparker is one aspect of what we were wanting to announce.
Okay.
But the big issue is here is the mosaic ruling, right? Where we've been anticipating that. Many manufacturers have been anticipating that. And we went ahead with the start of Sparker and produced something truly unique that's somewhat unparalleled in the light carbon aircraft marketplace. Large 24 cubic foot baggage area in the back. You can put seven carry-on, full-size carry-ons in the back of this plane.
And it's got the useful load.
And it's got a useful load of about 650 to 750 pounds, depending on the power plant you put,
okay,
which is full fuel, pilots, and baggage.
Right.
Yep.
That's decent. Retract gear, complicated.
Yep, retract.
You said constant speed prop on a Rotax?
On a Rotax, yeah. It's a Duke Tiger propeller currently.
Electric.
And we also make our own four-blade prop called a Predator.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's an electric pitch change? Or
it is a hydraulic.
No kidding. Yep. So you've actually got a prop governor and the whole bit.
Governor and the whole bit. Yep.
Wow,
works
on a Rotax.
Well.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. Well, several others out here as well use that technology.
That's a fancy piece of engineering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of range are you talking about?
It's 41-gallon tanks. That's a good question. So
you've got long legs on this.
Quite long, if you wish. Now, here's the beauty of Rotax in these engines. The turbo is there if you want it. So you have up to 160 horsepower. Now, we also have an Edge Performance modification that gets you to 190 horsepower.
Ooh.
This plane,
continuous?
It pulls back to about 150.
Okay.
So this plane was designed for the Rotax IS turbo engines, 915, 960. That's what it was built to handle. But now with the advent of the Edge Performance, you can see even speeds above 170. But the beauty of a Rotax is that if you don't want the power, if you don't want to leave the manifold pressure in, you can pull the power back, and this plane will burn 5.5 gallons an hour at 135 knots.
That's respectable speed still.
Yep. And so you're looking at 800, 900 mile range with a 916. It's not too shabby.
No, my bladder wouldn't make that range anyway, but
yeah, it'd be a three stopper.
You know, it's good to have the option to have alternates.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because
and
these,
reserve
these
is
aircraft,
never a problem.
These aircraft are equipped with IFR. The three that we've ordered recently have oxygen. We have oxygen generators in them.
Wow.
So imagine that. It's like, I'm at 5,000 feet. I think I'll turn my oxygen on.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I do want it. And that takes you up to 18,000 feet. And we have full IFR instrumentation. So you want to have that reserve so you've got options, right?
He's shooting at the Mooney market.
Really? I'm assuming you're talking a full glass panel, too.
Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. Quite impressive. Glass, heated leather seats, the works.
Cup holders.
Now there were two things to really talk about. You all know how popular the Stoll, you know, the Stoll market in the U.S. has been booming, right? And TL has been producing planes since 89. We have over 2,000 aircraft manufactured, and we've been watching that. And we have a high-wing aircraft called a Sirius that is already capable of very good slow flight characteristics. So we are now introducing the high-wing Sirius Backcountry, which is a Stoll tail dragger. So we currently have tricycle gear. We're going to drop that, push the gear forward, and put a tail wheel on it. And we already have some folks, actually a winner on the National Stoll Circuit, that has started flying the aircraft in anticipation of that. So.
And it sounds like you built it light enough in that IS-1 916. I mean,
yes.
Plenty of horsepower.
Oh, yeah.
So you can do this with the 916. You don't have to put a big Pratt & Whitney turbine up front.
No, you don't.
But you could.
So you want to talk a little bit about Mosaic?
Sure. What do you know about Mosaic that I don't, which would be everything?
Probably not much.
I don't know.
You don't.
Glittering generalities.
Glittering. You couldn't say any better than that, actually. I think we're all right now listening. I know ASTM had a briefing yesterday on standards, going through and trying to figure out what is next, exactly what the ruling was going to be. And I heard some of those, unfortunately. I've been able to decipher.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think there may be some hiccups in there. Hopefully not. Hopefully everything goes smoothly. The manufacturers are going to really have to understand what these new standards are going to be.
There's going to be a lot of interpretation.
Yes. Yes.
But I think it's going to expand the range of aircraft available to us sport pilots incredibly.
I mean, as our pilots age and we look for other options.
We don't age.
No.
No, it's not allowed.
Not at heart. Not at heart.
No, exactly.
Not at heart.
We don't get old. We just fail annual.
Oh, that's bad.
We just fail annual all day.
Oh, wow.
Do I have your permission to use these?
Sure, sure.
Our lawyers will contact your lawyers. We expect a royalty check.
That's okay, right. I want enough. That. I'd like to see that on a shirt.
That would be
pilots
a good shirt.
Don't get old. They just fail annual.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not old. I'm just 21 with 50 years experience.
Yeah, yeah. So we've been talking with, I got to find my sheet, Trey Murdaugh of TL Sport Aircraft.
Right. Yes. And we're talking about Mosaic and Sparker. And where can we find you?
Sparking Mosaic.
That's a good question as well. We're in booth 306, 307. We're on the east side of Honeywell.
Okay.
Right by Hangar B, I believe. Yes, off the corner of Hangar B.
Okay, got to go find you.
Please come find us.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.